بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and elders and our sisters listening at the madrasa and with the receivers, at this very moment, our brothers and sisters who have gone for Hajj, they are very, very anxious, they are very worried, they are excited, especially for those who have gone for the very first time in their lives. They have a glimpse of what they expected to observe and experience tomorrow. It will become a reality for them, a matter of hours until and they will leave Makkah Mukarrama or Aziziya or wherever they are. So many have already called or SMS and asking for du'as, and we should be asking them for du'as. But they are worried that this Hajj must be a hassle-free Hajj. It must be a Hajj in which they can gain from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it must be a Hajj in which they can change their lives. They can become more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua for all the Hajis. Allah ta'ala give them a Hajj maqbool, Hajj mabroor. And we make dua that Allah ta'ala reminds them of, they get the tawfiq of making dua for us who are far away in their duas, especially Muzdalifah, Arafat. It is a time where shaitan is most despised, is disgraced, humiliated, especially on the day of Arafat, where he takes the sand and he throws it on his head and he curses himself and he says, halakat be to me, wail be to me. When he cannot see so many millions of hujjaj being forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the hajis who assemble, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them. And this is what shaitan cannot stomach, cannot enjoy, cannot bear. Shaitan does not want to see people being forgiven. So the haji is forgiven, and even for that person, وَلِمَنْ اسْتَغْفَرْ لَهُ الْحَاجِ. For that person whom the haji makes dua, maghfirah, that person is also forgiven. Now we are so far away, but we will also experience the days of Qurbani, the days of Dhul Hijjah, when I recited Wal Fajri Wal Ayalin Ashr. Now we don't have time to give tafsir, this is not a, no, only the majlis is the majlis of dhikr. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath on dawn fajr and Wal Ayalin Ashr by the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah, according to most mufassirin. Majority say that Walayalin Ash refers to the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the 10 nights. And we mentioned last week the virtues of Dhul Hijjah and even the Jummah talk, the importance of Roza, Ibadat. Person who makes Ibadat during these nights, he gets the sawab of performing, of doing Ibadat in Laylatul Qadr night. Then we have the Qurbani, so we make dua Allah Ta'ala give us a good and easy and enjoyable Qurbani, Eidul Adha, in which we become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't forget the ahkamat of deen. I come across some Arabic saying and I thought I would share it with the brothers here and our sisters. I gave it this morning in one of the ladies' programs. But there is a great lesson in these words. The silver Toyota is NPN 833786. 833786, silver Toyota. Kindly remove your car. those who are not parked correctly, kindly park your car correctly and come back to tea. So he says, لَوْ كَبَّرَتْ قُلُوبُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَمَا تُكَبِّرُ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ بِالْعِيدِ لَغَيَّرُ وَجْهَ التَّارِيخِ. During these days of the Hijjah, person is expected to make the dhikr of Allah more, to say Allahu Akbar more, Alhamdulillah, and especially on the day of Eid. Both Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, Rasulullah has mentioned the hadith, زَيِّنُوا أَعْيَادَكُمْ بِالتَّكْبِيرِ. You should be saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Why is going to the Eidgah, especially coming from the Eidgah and many musallas and Eidgahs before the talk can even commence, and you find that people are reciting the takbirat even in Makkah and Medina also. So it is a day when we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the dhikr majlis, what are we doing? We are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are reminding ourselves of the azmat, the greatness, the kibriya, the majesty, the supremacy, the greatness, the loftiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the lesson he says here, if لو كبرت قلوب المسلمين كما تكبر ألسنتهم, just like how our tongues say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, if only the hearts of the believers say takbir in a similar manner. In other words, we don't, it's not just lip service, it's not just we praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by means of our tongue only, and of course that's also very blessed, virtuous. But more than that, this zikr must penetrate deep down in our hearts, and we must ponder and reflect, what are we saying? We are saying, La ilaha illallah. There is no deity that is worthy of being worshipped besides Allah. And we reflect and ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How great Allah is. So this conviction of Allah's greatness comes into our heart. And then we realize it is only Allah who protects. And it is only Allah who provides. It is only Allah who nourishes us. It is only Allah who does all the things that we require for us. And Allah is ghani. Allah is independent. We require Allah all the time. And when we have this type of conviction in our hearts, like how we say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd, the takbirat of tashriq will commence after Fajr on Saturday, inshallah, till Wednesday Asr, on the 9th, from Fajr of the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, till the 13th of Asr. So this is for men, it is, and for women, it is wajib to say this after namaz once, but for men audibly and for women softly. So here, the person is saying that we should say the takbir from our hearts and glorify Allah, having the conviction in our hearts that Allah is the greatest. There is nobody greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, if we do this, then the entire face of history and mankind will change. Because then we, who are believers, we are not just hymning and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just in one gathering. But then we are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our salat, our ibadat, in our actions, our dealings, bearing in mind the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is Sami', He is Basir, He is Adal, He is watching us, He is Raqib. So all these things will change the face of history. We'll find that the Muslims will change their lives when they have this type of conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says, وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا دَائِمًا. Now this is pertains to us, the menfolk. He says, if all of us, the men, have to gather every single day in the masjid for salat, كَمَا يَجْتَمِعُونَ لِصَلَاةِ الْعِيدِ, like how we gather on Eid day for Salatul Eid, thousands of us, in droves, we are present at the Eidgahs or the masjid, wherever Eid Salat is taking place. Person who does not go for Eid Salat, he feels terrible, feels like a munafiq. But the same law, in fact, the other Salat are fard. Eid Salat is wajib. Where are we during the other Salat? So he says, if only the menfolk assemble in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in those large numbers like how they assemble on the day of Eid, لَهَزَمُوا جَحَافِلَ الْأَعْدَى, then there will be no question of even being afraid of the enemy. Those who are attacking the Muslims and Islam, then they will be instilled with fear when you see so many Muslims going. And what is one of the hikmat of going to the Eidgah, you take one road and when you return, you take another route. That the rest of mankind sees the Muslims, and they will feel that they are moving such large numbers. Of course, we're not attacking any person, but this shows the shan of the Musliman. And he says, وَلَوْ تَصَافَحَتْ نُفُوسُهُمْ كَمَّا تَتَصَافَحُ أَيْدِيهِمْ لَقَضَوْ عَلَىٰ عَوَامِلِ الْفِرَقِ. He says, if only our souls, our hearts can make musafaha and mu'anaqa, like how our hands make musafaha on the day of Eid, and the day of Eid we meet. Especially after Eid Salat, you see everybody embracing and meeting, forgiving one another. He says, just as we shake our hands, our hearts and souls should shake hands. In other words, forgive and forget. Let us not wait for occasions to forgive and forget. And if this happens, there won't be disunity in the Muslim Ummah, but we'll be united. As the Masul Ummah Rahman used to say, Ek raho or nek raho. Be united, be pious, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslim Ummah has been divided in too many fragments, too many groups. And those groups also have groups. And then those groups have groups. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us on the principle of aqeedah and tawheed. And the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then he says, وَلَوْ تَبَسَّمَتْ أَرْوَاحُهُمْ كَمَا تَتَبَسَّمُ شِفَاهُهُمْ لَكَانُوا مَعَ أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ. He says, if only our souls can smile, like how our lips smile. When we meet one another, then we are smiling. Some people still meet, but they are frowning. Allah forgive us. Allah give myself and all of us the tawfiq of smiling. Very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَتَبَسُّمُكَ فِي وَجْهِ أَخِيكَ لَكَ صَدَقَةٌ. You're smiling at your Muslim brother. Listen very carefully. Smiling at your Muslim brother is sadaqah, not Muslim sister. So meet and we make salam, we smile. We show we've got no malice, enmity. So he says, our souls should smile. In other words, smile not just on surface value and you're pretending and putting up a facade and a pretense. Meanwhile, you have a malice for the person. One of the signs of Qiyamah. One of the signs of Qiyamah. The people will meet Ikhwanul Alaniyah. Surface value, everybody seems to be brothers. A'da'u Sarira. Inside their enemies. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, how will this be possible? We're meeting one another. They're saying they are brothers. We are united. One Muslim Ummah we hate. But how will they hate one another? He says, بِرَغْبَةِ بَعْضِهِمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. One reason is that people, because they need that man, they require his assistance or they require his money, but although he's a terrible person or they hate him or whatever it is, they're only smiling at him and being kind because they've got some ulterior motive. They require something from him. That's what the term is, Dasarkhani Dost. And Dasarkhan, and the table is full of food and delicacies and everything, then everybody wants to be your friend. But the day you have nothing, then everybody goes away. Nobody to assist you. And the other reason is because they have fear of that person. I'd rather be in his good books, otherwise I'll be in serious problems. So in other words, you're not sincere when you're meeting that person. So he says, if only our souls should smile, like how our lips smile, and this is our sincerity, and this is our brotherhood, لَكَانُوا مَا أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ. Then we'll be called farishtas. We'll be with the angels, who are always obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have malice in their hearts. They don't have these evil qualities. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. And then he says, وَلُوْ لَبِسُوا أَكْمَلَ الْأَخْلَاقِ كَمَا يَلْبَسُونَ أَفْخَرَ الثِّيَابِ لَكَانُوا أَجْمَلَ أُمَّةٍ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِ الْأَرْضِ. If only the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they don the beautiful and elegant clothing of akhlaq and character, just how we adorn ourselves on the day of Eid, new kurta, we put on our turban, we wear our jubbah and surma, or very nice clothes, and women folk also, they will dress very, very nicely or very beautifully on the day of Eid. It's a happy day. He says, if only we adorn ourselves with the libas of taqwa, of akhlaq, of character, then we will be the most beautiful and the most elegant nation on the surface of the earth. Rasulullah SAW has given us the guidelines, he has given us the teachings, the advices, and how to develop this akhlaq. Akhlaq cannot come into a person overnight. We require constant effort, constant mujahada. All of us make mistakes. Sometimes we overlook certain things, or we are weak in certain aspects. Certain things we are very good in, and some subjects we do badly. Sometimes we failing miserably. But when we remind ourselves and we listen attentively, somebody will say something. Many people will tell us many things. Sometimes whatever the person is saying, we should take heed to it. Sometimes he is not correct, but give him a hearing at least. If you can explain to him, if you can convince him, do so. If you can't, you've got to make sabr. You have to be tolerant. It is not easy. It is easy to say this thing, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us akhlaq, because from all the a'mal, the thing that will be the most athqal and heaviest on the day of qiyamah on our scales, that would be husnul khuluq, good character. When a person has good character, then immediately you see people want to come around him, they want to talk to him, they want to be with him. But the moment we display harshness, cruelty, then people will move far away from us. Rasulullah SAW was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you are harsh and cool and hard-hearted, Sahaba will disperse and will move away from you. And therefore we have to have this soft akhlaq. But remember, every person is not born with a soft tabiat and mizaj. Every person is created differently. So each one has to have that type of mujahada. We make an effort. We will make mistakes, we will falter, we will stumble. But we have dua, we have tawbah, we have istighfar, we have waaz, we have nasihat, we have majalis, we have ulama, we have fuqaha, we have muhaddithin, we have mufassireen, we have makatib, we have darul ulum, we have institutions, we have organizations, we have literature, we have so much, we have computer. So there's no excuse, we left with hardly any excuse, or no excuse. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these Mubarak days give us tawfiq and hidayat to turn to him. It's easy to sit here and give a talk and waaz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me first real hidayat to change my life and become a true wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make every one of you a true wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is not difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. Just coming here and assembling here for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioned last week, what a ni'mat this is, what a ni'mat. That this little tongue that we have, we are now engaging it in remembering of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has brought us here. And He is going to make us take His Mubarak name. Any person's name, if somebody who's not here and I'm shouting outside for Yusuf or Idris, where is he? So somebody will run to call him. So his name is taken here, but his zat, his body, physically, is not here. But the name Allah, the moment you take it, Allah is here. We don't have to look somewhere else and bring Allah Ta'ala from somewhere. Allah is here. Allah is all the time. We're not going to go into the detailed explanation of all this. But Allah, you just say Allah and He's ready. What is it, my banda? What do you want? Allah, I'm enjoying taking your name. And Allah gives you more tawfiq. Like honey is coming onto your tongue. Who mashayikh say, and I mentioned last week also, that say, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make zikr, with the tongue, you must imagine that this heart also has a tongue. So as your tongue of your mouth is saying Allah, then as though another tongue from the heart is saying Allah together. And then you see what enjoyment you get. And block your mind of everything else. The worries, the pressure of home, shop, business, practice, surgery, school, whatever it is. Forget everything whilst we are sitting for the next half an hour or next few minutes. And then enjoy taking the name of Allah and feel Allah's rahmat coming. Feel how close you're getting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will gain that strength. Mashayikh say, leaves spiritual strength, that person even gains physical strength. Please don't go home and start showing the physical strength at home now. If you want to show your physical strength, then you can show it on your nafs and show your nafs how powerful you are. And control your anger and wrestle your nafs and pin your nafs down when you are getting angry. These are simple teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Inshallah, we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we say La ilaha illallah. Then we say La to everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remove from our hearts the filth that we have, the sin, the vice, the evil, the maladies that we have, hasad, kina, boast, adawat, pride, jealousy, and all the love for the dunya that we have, we remove it, we say La to it, and we fill in our hearts Allah. Take the name of Allah, and we must feel that a beacon of, or a pillar of noor is coming from the arsh of Allah, directly pumping into our hearts. And our entire hearts is now becoming filled with the spiritual noor and effulgence from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't worry about the number of times you're saying Allah, la ilaha illallah. Concentrate now. How sweetly we're going to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The name of Allah is so soothing to the ear, so soothing to the heart. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha Inna Allah, la ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah.
الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
When you take the name Allah, then picture and imagine every single thing in the world is saying Allah. The sky is saying Allah, the sun is saying Allah, the moon is saying Allah, the clouds is saying Allah, the rain is saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the crops are saying Allah, the flowers are saying Allah, the insects are saying Allah, the birds are saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, jinnat is saying Allah, insan is saying Allah, every single particle in the earth is saying Allah, the sand is saying Allah, the sea is saying Allah, the wind is saying Allah, every hair on the believer is saying Allah, Allah, Allah,
جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 كيسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ انچے شیرین استنام شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام
Allah, 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 Allah.
رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم، جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، تغفر لنا وتب علينا، تغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين، ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو، فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار، اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم إنا عبيدك، بنو عبيدك، بنو إمائك، أواصينا بيدك، ماض فينا حكمك، عدل فينا قضاؤك، نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك، أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وهمومنا، فسائقنا وقائدنا إلى جناتك جنات النعيم. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار، ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار، ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم جنبنا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن، اللهم نقنا من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس، اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما باعدت بين المشرق والمغرب، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا، أنت مولانا، فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah. Oh my Allah, your name is so beautiful, my Allah. You've got such beautiful qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we had the strength, my Allah, we would have made your dhikr the entire night, my Allah. Ya Allah, lekin hum kamzor hai, dhaif hai, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, what pleasure we get, what ecstasy, what enjoyment, my Allah, what sweetness on our tongues, my Allah. Itminan we have, ya Allah, we take your name, ya Allah, make it become a reality in our lives, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us true zakireen, ya Allah. Those who make dhikr by means of their tongues and by means of their jawarih, their limbs, ya Allah, they are obedient to you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, help us to change the conditions of our lives, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, far too long we have become disobedient, ya Allah. Far too long, ya Allah, we are drowning in sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu faisla farma de. Ya Allah, ab tu faisla farma de. Ya Allah, in ayyami mubaraka mein, ya Allah, in these beautiful, blessed days and nights, my Allah, make the decision of hidayat for us, ya Allah. Change our qibla, ya Allah. Ya Allah, towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're moving far away from you and your deed, my Allah. Ya Allah, so much so that your laws, your injunctions, the injunctions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah, the azmat, ya Allah, of your kalami paak, the azmat of the sunnah, everything is leaving our lives, ya Allah. It is moving very fast, slipping away from our hands, my Allah. My Allah, we are not realizing, Allah, how distant away we have become from you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we have taken your name, ya Allah.
Ya Allah, just as we enjoy taking your name, Ya Allah, make us enjoy obeying you, obeying your commandments, doing good deeds, Ya Allah. Give us that bond with you, Ya Allah, that attachment, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts clean and pak and saf. Hamari diloko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka farma. Ya Allah, cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah, from all the impurities, Ya Allah. From all the vice and all the evil, Ya Allah. Our hearts have become corroded with sin, Ya Allah. They have become rusted, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, your dhikr, just once even taking your name, just once, my Allah. The effect, the power is so much, Ya Allah, that it can wipe out all the corrosion from our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts will feel lighter, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu humara banja, hume tera bana le, Ya Allah. Come into our hearts, my Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab tu aaja, ab tu khalwat ho gayi. Ya Allah, ab tu aaja, Ya Allah, come away into our lives, our hearts, my Allah. Shaitan is finishing us up, Ya Allah. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar, aay kya mujhko taba. Oh, my Allah, we are getting finished, Ya Allah, we are getting finished, Ya Allah, we are being destroyed by our egos, our whims and fancies, our desires, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have still not understood the lesson of qurbani and sacrifice, Ya Allah, the real spirit of qurbani, Ya Allah. Help us, Ya Allah, and this qurbani to place the knife not only on the animal, Ya Allah, but make us place that knife on the throat of our nafs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us slaughter our nafs, my Allah, and the evil desires, my Allah. When the blood oozes out, my Allah, oh my Allah, then you become so pleased and so happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, and then you become ours, my Allah. Agar tu hamar, Ya Allah, you become ours, everything is ours. Agar tu ek hamara, to sab mera, falak meri, zameen meri. Everything becomes mine, Ya Allah. But if you are not mine, Ya Allah, if you don't become ours, Ya Allah, we will be losers, Ya Allah. We will have lost the dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us najat, give us salvation, Ya Allah. Give us success, give us kamiyabi in dunya, qabr, akhirat, my Allah. Help us to attach ourselves to your masajid, Ya Allah. Help us to attach ourselves, Ya Allah. You help us and guide us, Ya Allah. Make us sit in the company of the ulama, the scholars, the fuqaha, the muhaddithin, mufassireen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are lost, my Allah. We are lost, my Allah. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ja'alla sababa li mani ihtada. Allahumma ahdina nasa jami'a. Allahumma ahdi ummata sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, guide the entire ummata of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we are so fortunate in this country. We have ulama, we have masajid, madaris, we have ilm. Ya Allah, it is easy for us to practice our deen, my Allah. Oh my Allah, there are so many countries in the world, they are not allowed to even take your name aloud, my Allah. They cannot even make sajda, my Allah. They cannot even hold a Quran in their hands, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you have been so kind, so kind, so kind, so merciful, Ya Allah, on us, my Allah. Help us to make qadr of this ni'mat, Ya Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas in whatever way we are doing it, which is the correct way, Ya Allah. Accept all good works of deen. There are so many brothers who are here tonight, Ya Allah, and sisters, Ya Allah, at home, who are doing so much of social and welfare work, Ya Allah. They are seeing to the needs of Muslim brothers and sisters and even non-Muslims, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, so many janazas take place and so many brothers, my Allah. They had to give the ghusl of those dead bodies and so many sisters, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, they are always ready, my Allah. They are so ready, Ya Allah, to give the ghusl of those janazas, my Allah. Whereas we are sitting in our comfort zone, we don't even bother, we don't even worry, my Allah. They have sleepless nights, Ya Allah, you give them strength, give them maqbooliyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, Ya Allah, make us get, Ya Allah, and participate in all good works of deen, Ya Allah. Da'wat al-tabliq ki mehnat ko qabool farma, amr tam farma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tazkiyah and khanka, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your dhikr is taking place, mashayikh are making an effort throughout the world, Ya Allah, accept their khidmat, Ya Allah. Accept the khidmat of madaris, makatib, daru ulum, Ya Allah. Morning till evening, Ya Allah, they are saying, qala Allah, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept those students, accept the asatizah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, their institutions, Ya Allah, their welfare organizations, there are so many people, doctors, Ya Allah, who have opened clinics and they are making khidmat, and so many others are doing so much of good work, Ya Allah, we don't even know, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, give each one of us ikhlas, give us sincerity, Ya Allah, give us maqbooliyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you love us, my Allah. Love us, make Jibreel alayhi salam love us. Make the angels love us, ya Allah. Give us qabooliyat in the earth, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from riya, protect us from show and ostentation, protect us from pride and takabbur and arrogance and haughtiness. Give us humility, give us a good akhlaq. Make us have a soft tabiat and mizad and temperament, especially to our wives and our relatives, our family members, our children, my Allah. Ya Allah, in front of people, we are very timid, my Allah. But in the moment we go home, we are like roaring lions, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. Remove this nifaq from our lives, ya Allah. This facade, this pretense, ya Allah. Give us that ikhlas, sincerity, devotion, dedication, khushu, tawadu. All the good qualities Rasulullah had. Ya Allah, help us inculcate these qualities in our lives. And our parents, and our wives, and our children, our relatives, our family members, our students. Ya Allah, all our musallis, my Allah. Allah, all those who have gone for Hajj, Allah, give them Hajj mabroor, maqbool, make it be easy for them. So many have gone for the first time, my Allah, they do not know what to expect, my Allah. Make it be easy for them, my Allah. Don't make there be any mishaps, don't make there be any bala this Hajj, my Allah. Every Haji who is there, Allah, whatever his condition may be, my Allah, you are so ghafur rahim, forgive each one of them. My Allah, so many wanted to go for Hajj, Allah. For some reason they were unable to go soon. May Allah accept their Hajj also, ya Allah. Give them the full thawab, ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who have not gone for Hajj, and Hajj is fard on them, ya Allah. Make them realize, ya Allah, how important it is for them and how necessary, ya Allah. Ya Allah, before mort comes to them, ya Allah, grant them the tawfiq of going for Hajj, ya Allah, and accept the Hajj, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give all of us the tawfiq of doing Hajj and Umrah, ya Allah, again and again, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us, make it a maqbool Hajj and Umrah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people, ya Allah, who have requested so many du'as, ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many sick people, ya Allah, there are so many. Ya, young children who have got cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are people who have got eye problem, got a head problem, ya Allah. People are going for undergoing operations, some who are just underwent operations, ya Allah, in the ICU, ya Allah. Some who are still going to undergo some operation, ya Allah. There are so many people, ya Allah, who have been diagnosed with cancer, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah. You are Shafi, my Allah. Shifa is only in your hands, my Allah. It is only you who can give Shifa. Oh, my Allah, it is only you who can give Shifa. Ya Allah, we do not know what to read even, ya Allah. Ya Allah, people come so innocently, ya Allah, so that we can read something and blow in the water, my Allah. Ya Allah, your kalam paak, ya Allah, the ayats that you have got, ya Allah, with the barakat of this ayat, ya Allah, your surah Fatiha, ya Allah, and the ayat of Shifa, ya Allah, grant each person who is sick and ailing, wherever he or she may be, ya Allah, give them complete Shifa kamil, adil, mustaqir, daim, ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill each person's desire, request, ya Allah. He's come with an umid, ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters have some umid, ya Allah. They have got some dua that they're begging from you. They've got some problem, some difficulty. Remove that difficulty. Financial problem, social problem, domestic problem, ya Allah. Whatever the problem may be, ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many are depressed, ya Allah. So many have got waham in them, ya Allah. Because are suffering from waswasa, ya Allah. So many. Young teenagers have got waswasa, ya Allah. They're living a life of misery, ya Allah. They're on the... Ya Allah, they're always parishan, ya Allah. People have got sihar and got jinn and jadu, ya Allah. Remove all these problems, my Allah. Remove it, ya Allah. Ya Allah, and accept each one of our du'as, ya Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, grant them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Especially our mashayikh ikram, izam, ya Allah. And especially our Hazrat Mawlana rahmatullahi alayhi, make his face be am and tam, ya Allah. Do not deprive any one of us, ya Allah. Still, from his good works and our legacy he has left behind, my Allah. Ya Allah, give all of us, ya Allah, tawfiq and hidayat. And ikhlas, and use us, each one of us, for the khidmat of your deen, ya Allah. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatu wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina azab al-nar. Ya Allah, protect our youth, protect our women folk, ya Allah. Do not make our youngsters go towards, ya Allah, taking drugs, ya Allah, or to the rave club, ya Allah, or to disco dancing clubs, ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make them take alcohol, ya Allah. Help them to become obedient children to their parents. Make all our children the coolness of our eyes. Make us the coolness of our parents' eyes. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم.
سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.